If you've ever found that your wrist or your forearm or even your fingers feel really sore and cramped after spending way too much time at the desk, holding onto the mouse, typing, you may want to try the following exercise. It's simple and just takes a few minutes. So the first thing you want to do is clear a spot at the front of your desk where you could lean on your elbow and your forearms. You might want to bring yourself a little closer to the edge of your chair so that you can have your feet flat on the floor and you can really rest your forearms comfortably. Then, leave the forearm that you don't normally use a lot, your non-dominant hand perhaps, on the desk and bring the other forearm up so that it's at a right angle to the desk and your fingers are pointing straight up to the ceiling. Now, turn your palm so that it's facing in profile to you. In other words, your palm is not facing your face, it's not facing away from you, but you're holding it straight up so that everything is pointing to the opposite direction of that arm. And now you're going to begin a very simple movement. Your fingers are straight up and they're going to begin to bend. Starting with the very tips of your fingers, just slowly begin letting all of your fingers start to melt downward. Your forearm still stays up, but your fingers are moving downward as if they were drooping or melting. First the tips of your fingers, then the first set of knuckles. And you want to do this in super slow motion, then the second set of knuckles. Notice as you're drooping, do your fingers come together or do they come apart? You continue drooping really, really slowly until your wrist is bent and your fingers are just hanging in the air. You don't want to take it to a point where you're straining or pushing. And once your hand is drooped as far as it'll go, just notice the shape of your hand. And now slowly, can you begin unfolding? Reversing the movement that you just did. So that would mean that the first thing that moves is the palm of the hand. Then your first set of knuckles straightens, and then slowly, slowly you begin to unbend your fingers. But really take your time. There's no hurry. It's as if you had all the time in the world. Notice if you feel any kind of interesting kind of pulling or jumps in your fingers as you do this. Let your fingers continue until they're stretched all the way up. Don't bend them backwards, you don't have to go that far. And now slowly repeat the movement, starting with the tips of your fingers. Letting your fingers droop. And it's as if your fingers are sinking into some sort of warm, thick oil or honey so that they don't go fast and at the same time there's no effort at all. As you're leaning, just relax your shoulders. Make sure you're not tensing in other areas. Check into your low back. And then once your fingers are drooped, can you begin to reverse the movement and let your fingers uncurl? After your fingers have straightened all the way up, take a break. You can put your arm down, you can sit back in your chair, just take a little bit of a rest. Just notice if you feel any difference in the hand that has been doing the movement and the hand that has been resting. And now take the same position again, leaning on your non-dominant hand, placing your dominant hand so that the elbow is resting on the desk or table, and your fingers are pointing up to the ceiling, your palm is in profile. And once again, droop your fingers. This time, once your fingers are drooped, leave them there. And can you bring your thumb and your pinky to touch each other? The tips of the fingers. So at the very, very tip of the finger, if possible. Touch and release a few times. And then leave the fingers touching and begin to extend the three fingers in between. Without force, without trying, make it as light as possible. You may find that one of your fingers doesn't want to do it. Which one is it? It's not about gripping the fingers or forcing. Keep it very light. And now, keeping your pinky and thumb touching each other, can you once again uncurl your fingers so that they're reaching up again, keeping the fingers, the pinky and the thumb touching each other, and then once your wrist is up, then extend those three fingers up to the ceiling. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Which one is the one that doesn't want to do it? And then leave that, undo your fingers, and slowly let your fingers droop back down. Now, can you begin a movement of letting your whole hand, once you've drooped down, kind of swing gently so your fingers turn as if they're pointing towards your chest, and then the hand turns away from you. Back and forth, just really light and soft. Notice whether this movement is smooth. Jumpy. Which direction do you like to go more easily, outward or inward? And leave that and take another rest. Now reach that dominant arm directly in front of you. So it's up in the air, and your fingers are reaching away from your chest. Your hand can be in profile or your palm down, it doesn't matter which. And imagine that you were reaching for something, as if you were stretching to reach for something with just your arm and your shoulder, and then return your shoulder. So it's kind of as if somebody was pulling on your arm and then letting go. So you're not turning your body and you're not being pulled all the way with your trunk, but just your arm is reaching, as if you just wanted to reach for something on your bookcase and then return. And reach and return and reach and return and once more reach and return, and then let your arm rest. And now, just once more, place your arms the way you did originally, with your elbows on the table and your dominant hand facing in profile, your fingers up towards the ceiling. And see, what is it like now to melt your hand? Let your fingers droop downward. And then to straighten your hand. Notice if the movement has changed in any way for you. And now, when you go back to work, you'll see what is it like for you to grab your mouse or to type with that hand. And if you want to, of course, anytime you want, you can try the same exact exercise with your other arm.